Right now, she cared about what was on fire that had caused what surely must be every fire truck in the county to race toward it. She offered a quick prayer for all who were involved, be they victim or rescuer, and urged her lungs to keep up with her feet. Her breath came in gasps as she tried to bring smoke-tainted oxygen in through her nose. She halted abruptly at the sight of flashing red and white lights through the trees. Lizzie would have to step off the path and part the branches and brambles to get a clear view. For some unknown reason, she glanced around her before entering the thicket. She nearly jumped out of her black athletic shoes when a radio blasted out a message. If the volume was at that level while the rescuers rode in the truck, it was a wonder they weren't totally deaf. Lizzie reached around a prickly bush, carefully avoiding its thorns, to part the branches of several small pine trees. She squinted to peer through the little opening she'd made. Straight in front of her sat a huge fire truck with lights flashing. Slightly to her right, she watched firefighters in full protective gear run toward the building that was barely out of her line of vision. She'd have to move just a bit.
"See anything interesting?"
Lizzie nearly swallowed her tongue. The prickly bush raked its teeth along her arm when she jumped at the sound of the deep voice.
"Ah! Who are you?"
She patted her chest, where her heart galloped.
"You're bleeding."
Lizzie looked down at the rivulet of blood racing down her arm. She jerked her hand away from her chest to keep from staining her dress. She knew she hadn't stuck any tissues that she could use to wipe off her arm in a pocket or up her sleeve. She cast a furtive glance in each direction to see if there were any large, non-prickly leaves nearby that could serve her purposes.
"Here."
The man held out a clean-looking white handkerchief. Lizzie hadn't yet raised her eyes to look directly at the stranger's face, but from the shoes and trousers she could see with her downcast eyes, she surmised the man was Amish.
I can't bleed all over your white handkerchief."
"Do you want to use my shirt sleeve instead?"
Lizzie gasped. How dare he think she would want to be that close to him? She summoned up her courage, swallowed her mortification, and raised her eyes to meet the clearest, bluest eyes she'd ever seen. Even partially shaded by a straw hat, those eyes with the crinkly corners fairly sparkled.
"Here, take the handkerchief. It's better than leaves."
He chuckled as he waved the handkerchief in front of her. Was he laughing at her? Her face surely must be as red as the fire truck she'd glimpsed when she parted the bushes. If the hole in the big old oak tree to her right had been large enough, she would have crawled inside it. When she didn't make any move to take the handkerchief, the stranger took Lizzie's arm and blotted the blood. She gasped again and jumped, as if she'd been bitten by one of the copperheads she'd discovered under a pile of dried leaves last week. She attempted to squirm away, but he held fast.
"What do you think you're doing? And who are you?"
A sly little smile tugged at the corners of the stranger's lips. What was that all about? Since she couldn't jerk her arm free, she used the opportunity to study his face. It was a nice face. More than nice, actually. Heat seared her cheeks. She hoped mind-reading wasn't one of his talents. He certainly didn't need to know his brown hair reminded her of rich, dark chocolate, and his eyes were the exact color of the clear summer sky.
"Ouch!"
"Sorry. I was only trying to stop the bleeding."
Lizzie tried again to free her arm, but it was to no avail. This man was keeping her from discovering what was happening through the brambles.
"You can let me go. I don't think I'll bleed to death."
"I certainly hope not. I'll accompany you to make sure you don't have any more mishaps."
"That isn't necessary. Besides, I only had a mishap because you scared me. What did you say your name was?"
"Ah, good try. I didn't tell you my name."
Lizzie's eyes traveled up and up to meet those bluer-than-blue eyes that looked down at her.
"And why might that be? Are you hiding